today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic for today is standing firm in Islam. Today, Sunday, is the 30th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of a verse from the Holy Quran, that is verse 173. Of chapter An-Nisa.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Fa'ammal ladhina amanu wa 'amilus salihati fayuwaffihim ujurahum wa yaziduhum min fadlihi. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْتَنْكَفُوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فَيُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا وَلَا يَجِدُونَ لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا.
And as for those who believed and did righteous deeds, He will give them in full their rewards and grant them extra from His bounty. But as for those who disdained and were arrogant, He will punish them with a painful punishment, and they will not find for themselves besides Allah any protector or helper.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Faith stands first, and then there comes forth good deeds. Yet they are both together. Deeds without faith and faith without deeds do not cause felicity in heaven for us. If you wish to be godly, pay the complete wage to the workers who work for you, and even with a little more. Without having true faith and righteous deeds, you must not expect any intercession from the prophets.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi.
On the previous episode, we had a short part about standing firm on the path of Allah. Now this is the continuation. There is not any other way to reach Allah except to be on the straight path. And there is not any other command more difficult than to stay on the straight path. It is because of this difficulty that this command has been presented in the oft-repeated Surah Fatiha in the form of a prayer. The repetition of the prayer, show us the straight way, in chapter Al-Fatiha, verse 6, by Muslims dozens of times every day illustrates how difficult it is to stay on the straight path. The straight path is referred to in the Quran as the path of Allah. The proper way, the book of Allah, faith and issue related to faith, Islam and Sharia, the path of the Prophet Muhammad and his Ahlul Bayt, the path of the righteous and the martyrs, the road of happiness in this world and the hereafter, and the path of paradise. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with how to remain steadfast in the right path. Other than being steadfast in the right path, on the right side, we find that this notion isn't something exclusively theoretical. Rather, it has had its manifestations in Islamic history. We find that in the event of Karbala and Ashura, Hazrat Abbas, that is Al-Abbas ibn Ali, Imam al-Hussein's younger brother, and the rest of Imam Hussein's companions and associates remained steadfast, although they knew well that on the ensuing day, that is on the day of Ashura, all of them would be martyred. They never left Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, rather quite out of knowledge and knowingly, they chose that path and remained steadfast up to the last drop of their blood. And in this way, they got associated with Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and at the same time, they fought the enemies of the Islamic religion. And at that time, the enemies of the Islamic religion found expression in the pro-Umayyad camp of Umar ibn Sa'd. Regarding the way that the Umayyad side behaved in the event of Ashura, we find that in the Holy Quran there's a phrase that applies to them. لَلَجُّ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ. It means that, I mean, they were insistent on being dissident against the right path.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Today again, as the previous episode of today's special, we're going to speak about means of steadfastness in Islam. I introduced the first one, adhering to the laws of Allah and doing righteous deeds. Allah says, interpretation of the meaning, of course it is, Allah will keep firm those who believe with the word that stands firm in this world and in the hereafter. And Allah will cause to go astray those who are polytheists and wrongdoers, and Allah does what He wills. As for the life of this world, Allah will help them to be steadfast in doing good and righteous deeds. And in the hereafter, He will help them to remain steadfast in the grave. This is clear, for how can you expect a steadfastness on the part of those who are too lazy to do righteous deeds when fitna raises its ugly head and calamity increases? But Allah will guide those who believe and do righteous deeds by their faith to the straight path. So the Prophet and the Imams used to persevere in doing righteous deeds, and the most beloved of good deeds to them were those that were continuous. even if they were small.
رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوطِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَى رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوطِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَى رَبُّنَا الْهَادِي الْوَدُودِ فَضْلُهُ مِلْءُ الْوُجُودِ عَفْوُهُ خَيْرٌ وَجُودِ فَارْتَجِي دَوْمًا رِضَاهُ.
Let's look at the qualities of a believer in this part of today's special. No compromise on justice, even against oneself. This is a distinctive trait of the believers, even as seen among common Muslims. Here is a golden admonition from Allah as found on the walls of Harvard Law School. On you who believe, stand out firmly for justice as witness to Allah, even though it be against yourselves, or your parents, or your kin. Be he rich or poor, Allah is a better protector to both than you. So follow not the lusts of your hearts, lest you may avoid justice, and if you distort your witness or refuge to give it, verily, Allah is ever well acquainted with what you do. You can find it in chapter An-Nisa, verse 135.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He keeps on encouraging us about Al-Jannah, and He tells us about the materialistic beauties of Jannah. The true goal of this isn't just about desires and temptations, so that we go and we feel them and we enjoy them. It's not about the temptations and about satisfying the desires. It's much more than that. When Allah Azza wa Jal focuses on Jannah so much, how many verses in the Quran speak about Jannah? So many. How many ahadith? The point isn't just desires and satisfying them. There's a much greater goal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to achieve those goals through encouraging us to yearn for Al-Jannah. What are the purposes of believing in Al-Jannah and asking Allah for Jannah? Yearning for Jannah. If my day revolves around Jannah, thinking about paradise, thinking about heaven, there are many great benefits that I will seek through that. The first purpose and benefit of believing in Al-Jannah is that the belief in Al-Jannah proves the justice of Allah Azza wa Jal. We said the fifth pillar of Usul al-Din is what? Al-Ma'ad, the day of judgment, Jannah and Nar, heaven and hell. The second pillar of Usul al-Din is Al-Adl. We, the followers of Ahlul Bayt, believe Allah Azza wa Jal is just, and Allah Azza wa Jal does not oppress any individual. And this is not only a belief, it's a fundamental belief. It's the second pillar of Islam, Usul al-Din. Now, without Ma'ad, without the belief in Al-Jannah, the adl of Allah remains incomplete. Because you see, in this dunya, the justice of Allah Azza wa Jal isn't always established. It isn't always served. How many individuals, they commit oppression, zulm, and they get away with it. And the mazloom does not receive justice in this world, either because nobody knows about that zulm, or because we cannot serve justice. When you see the dictators and the tyrants, look at what Al Saud is doing right now to Yemen, the oppression. And nobody cares about it. Nobody cares about the Yemeni people. Who is giving them their justice? Allah Azza wa Jal's justice isn't always evident in the dunya. Where do we see the justice of Allah? In the next life, in the akhirah. Oh,
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, in which we discussed about standing firm in Islam and means of steadfastness in Islam. Inshallah, we continue this on the next episode. Till then, Allah bless all of you and we leave you in Allah's protection.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.